Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
First opened as a movie theater in February of 1949, the historic Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York, was bought by the nonprofit organization the Rosendale Theater Collective in August 2013. Thanks to support from the community, the Rosendale Theater Collective reached a fundraising goal and has been running the theater ever since. On Saturday, March 23rd at 5 o'clock, the Rosendale Theater will hold a community open house and celebration. There will be food and drink from local merchants and a presentation by the new managing director, Anne Citron, as well, talking about the state of the Rosendale Theater. Anne joins us now, along with Ed Schellwer, who is the programming chair. And Anne, Ed, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Good morning. Thanks.
Well, this is the realization of a dream, isn't it, Anne?
Oh, absolutely. About 3 years ago, a group of citizens got together and just started talking. We found out the Rosendale Theater was, they were looking to sell. The Cascio family, who had owned it for 60 years, were looking to sell the Rosendale Theater. And we wanted it to stay in the community's hands. So we had meetings, 100 people came out for some of those early meetings. It was really remarkable. And we fundraised for about 10 months and were able to purchase the theater after 10 months of fundraising. We, with the help of the community, and also we got a Pepsi grant for $50,000, which was amazing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we actually came out on top, the number one vote getter. And so we've been operating ever since. We have a really active board of directors. Ed is on the board of directors, and we're having this open house in part because we know that we just need to bring more people in all the time. Even though we have a very active volunteer group, people come and they go, and people have other talents, and we want to, we're a very open collective. We welcome people at any time to come be a part of it.
When you made the money and you got the fundraising, was that to purchase the theater, or was that to improve it, to do renovations? What actually?
It was to purchase at first. We have also done some renovations. The first 10 months of fundraising was to purchase it. Then we moved into improving it. We were given a dormitory authority grant by Assemblyman Cahill. Mm-hmm. He's a big supporter of the theater, and that was for capital improvements. We were given the gift of a digital projector, which was amazing because it opened up a wide range of programming for us. We can now run programs through 35 millimeter and digital, and we even stream, off of our server. Mm. So we've improved our sound. We've improved our we've upgraded our electric. We've now have digital projection as well. So
let us talk, Ed, about the programming of the theater, of what you are. Obviously, this opened as a movie theater, but the world really is your oyster, right? I mean, you can. What can you do there, and what can't you do there?
Well, before I go on, I wanted to correct something that you said when we started off, and that was the collective purchased the theater in 2010. So we've been operating for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you have been operating since 2010, but all of this was going on while your continual operation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the open house is to bring more people in to see what you've been doing.
Definitely.
Okay.
The programming is really exciting for Rosendale Theater because we're trying to fulfill all the interests and needs of every niche in our community. So, and we're just really starting to explore all those options. When we purchased the theater, already it had a reputation for being kind of art house type of theater. Now we're still in that tradition, but typically on Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights, we are programming films that could be, well, not in the mainstream. Films about UFOs do very well there, for for instance. We're starting
they
to
do well everywhere, but okay, yeah, that's fine.
But you know, there are people who are fascinated by it and who want to know more.
Absolutely.
Also, community groups have the opportunity to show a film there that is that relates to a cause that they're espousing. Amnesty International, for instance, will have a night there. Or what's the program that's coming up, Anne?
The programming on Friday is Women 2020. We have a show called, it's a live presentation, which we want to do more of, maybe once a month, do a live theater piece. It's called Brimstone, Booze, and the Ballot. And it's the executive director of the Susan B. Anthony House, who is Deborah Hughes, and the executive director of the Matilda Jocelyn Gage House, who is Sally Roche Wagner. And it'll be a scholarly dialogue, and they'll be reading letters from these two women. And it's the inaugural event for a six-year initiative called Women 2020. And one of the things, so that's at 7:30 on Friday, March 22nd. One of the things that, you know, what Ed and I are talking about is that we love to partner with other groups. And that's one of the things. We are a film house and we show movies. That's what we mainly do. But we're expanding into working with, you know, the Buddhist Center locally, the LGBTQ Center, we're partnering with the Women 2020 Amnesty, as Ed said, and any other community group that wants a venue to either fundraise or just, show what they have to offer. Mm. And that's a big part of our philosophy now, is to open to other groups and work with them in conjunction, you know, to, bring quality creative stuff to our area. We're also very much an organization that believes in economic development through the arts and enhancing businesses around us. We're an anchor business there on Main Street, and we have several restaurants that are doing better because we're there. Of course, we do better because they're there, so we know that we're all working together.
When you think about, and Ed, I guess this gets back to programming, but is the wish to have something there every night, or do you still want to keep it rather focused as far as...
I wish that we had something going on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And we're building up to it. As long as we've got the community support and the community interaction, we've started offering a matinee because we realized that really there's... that there are people in the community who will come out for it's Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, in the daytime rather than the evening.
I love matinees.
Yeah, they're great.
And before
get home,
exactly.
Dinner, go to bed early.
A 2 o'clock movie sounds good.
As I get older, I just love the matinee.
Yes.
We had experimented with having Saturday matinees, and that wasn't doing so well. But in the middle of the week, that time
might
do just fine. And we experienced when we showed Lincoln just recently.
Yeah.
And our whole experience there is, let's try it. If it doesn't work, well, then, you know, we'll move on to something else. But so we showed Lincoln, and I would say there were probably... 130 people who came out for that matinee performance or showing, and most of them were senior citizens. I mean, and by senior citizens these days, we're talking about people over the age of 80. We hadn't seen them at the nighttime shows.
Well, no.
No, that's... So it's the fun part is being responsive to the community's needs.
When you look at the event that will be taking place Saturday night, 5 o'clock at the Rosendale Theater, what will be happening?
We have all the restaurants who we support, so they're now supporting us, have given us some food. And we have food and wine. And it's really to show the people who haven't been coming into the theater. We have great support. You know, obviously people come back regularly, but there are people who don't even know that we're running now or what improvements we've made. So we want to open the doors, give them something to eat, give them the feeling of being involved in a community, talk to them about, most of it's going to be more social, but we're going to show photos on the screen. We'll have a running presentation slideshow of all the different events we've done and, you know, what we've been up to in the past 2.5 years there. And so we hope that people will talk to the committee chairs and see, like somebody might, we would love to get more people involved in the facility committee to help us with the building itself, because we're in a capital campaign right now. We're going to be redoing the facade, which is, you know, when you look at the facade, to us it looks beautiful because we love the theater so much and we're used to it. But people will drive by and go, it's just kind of in disrepair and it doesn't look like a place they may want to go to. When they open the doors and they come on in,
that's when you see the love.
You do see the love. You see this beautiful tin ceiling and these, you know, this single screen, which, you know, there's very few single screen movie theaters left. We've added a stage to the proscenium. You know, it's a proscenium, and we've added a thrust stage, so now we can do live theater there. We've put lights up and upped the electric capacity, and so now we can be a legitimate theater in that way. So we want people to see that, and we want people to talk to the chairs of the different committees and see how they can get involved. And there's many ways, and any small way is appreciated.
How many seats does the theater have?
272.
That's a great number.
It's a great number.
It's a perfect number.
It is a perfect number because it's not, and, you know, some theaters are small. For some people, you know, a 40 seat theaters, plenty.
Right.
Some theaters have 1,500, which is maybe too much for your particular event. So we know we're a unique venue in that way. 272 is
But there's such
really
an intimacy,
nice.
Whether you're seeing a film
or
a lecture or whatever the case may
be,
a theater piece, it has a nice intimacy to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The Rosendale Theater Collective will host an open house on Saturday, March 23rd at 5 o'clock. To learn more about that and to, of course, find out what screenings and events the theater is offering, all you have to do is go to rosendaletheater.org, rosendaletheater.org. Anne and Ed, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck on Saturday night. Have a wonderful open house, and we'll be thinking of you as always.
Thanks so much, Joe. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.